Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody. Get ready. Today's Homeowner Radio is rolling right in to your home, and we're ready to help you with all the little things that may be going wrong with your home or give you some ideas and inspiration to improve some things around the home. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and in this hour, we're going to be talking about an anti-skid coating that you can put on virtually any surface during this time of the year when you've got some ice and snow conditions and things like that. You got to be real careful not to fall down, but that concern really is all year long, and we've got a great solution. Joe, we've mentioned this particular product a few weeks ago, and we've gotten email after email, so people are aware that that's a potential problem around their home.
It is, and it seems like each year around this time in winter, when slipping and falling is more common because of snow and ice, we get this question. But as you said, I mean, this is a problem year-round on some surfaces. How often do we hear about a beautifully finished concrete patio or garage floor, but gets a little moisture on it, a little condensation, and becomes super slippery? So, adding a little grit, as we say, can go a long way to making you and your family a lot safer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, some home improvement projects are more fun than others, and some decorating elements to any project. For me, I've never really enjoyed hanging pictures. You know, pictures or mirrors.
Why is that?
I don't know what it is. It's just something, you know. Because you're having to do all the measuring, having to do all that. Now, you've shared with us a lot of simple solutions to make it easy, but in just a little bit, I'll share with you a brand new product from 3M that can also make picture hanging just a little easier.
Okay.
Because I know someone recently that installed a television, small television, you know,
right,
not that big, and they put two screws, but they didn't put, they had some pretty aggressive anchors, but they just screwed it into the drywall with these twist anchors, and there's a bit of a suction in the room that when, you know, you open and close the doors, you know, it's
all
not
right,
unusual
yep,
for that, and it sucked the TV right off the wall, and it hit the ground and fell. And so needless to say, of course, TVs are very inexpensive, thank goodness, but
right,
needless to say, after that 8-foot fall off the wall, that TV just really didn't work as well as it used to.
Yeah, the anchors should come with instructions. Always leave a window open so that when you open the door, you're not sucking your appliances off the wall. Yeah.
I'll tell you, some of the most frustrated homeowners I've ever talked to have a leak at their chimney because, man, that it seems like so simple, but almost every chimney is built a little different. You know, some have wood siding, some have bricks. There's all kinds of things that can happen in there. We're going to help a homeowner in just a little bit that's very frustrated with that. But the problem with those chimney leaks, well, with a lot of leaks, they can cause a lot of problems before you actually know there is a leak. And, you know, as an example with the fireplace, the chase, a lot of times you'll have water that can get in from the cap and water
right,
gets on the top of the firebox. And it can actually rust that out. And I had a friend of mine's house that had a lot of damage from a fire simply because he didn't even know it. I mean, he had a fire in there all the time, and those embers went up through the top of that firebox. So that's another thing about getting that chimney inspected is pretty important.
Yeah, often with leaks, most of them are tiny leaks. You know, it's not suddenly a big gush of water flowing through the ceiling. It's a tiny leak, gets absorbed by the insulation or the sheathing or whatever is up in the ceiling or the walls. And by the time you realize it, you know, it takes a long time to soak through. Next thing you know, you have mold, and you know, it can cause all kinds of problems. So yeah, it's those small leaks sometimes, and they're also not only the most troublesome but the most difficult to solve, because again, it's not like a big crack in the in the roof or a big piece of flashing missing. Sometimes it's just an open seam in the flashing that's allowing a little bit of water to get through.
Right, if you're experiencing anything like that, we've got a few little tips and a few ways of kind of testing where that leak may be to give you a chance to kind of isolate that yourself. Also, Joe, what about that simple solution coming up?
Well, I've got a simple solution how to make sure mesh tape, fiberglass mesh tape, stays in place when you stick it down. This is the tape that you use when installing cement backer board or repairing drywall. It's very commonly used, and it makes it, if it adheres to the wall or to the backer board, it creates a great surface for putting on the mortar or the joint compound. But there's a lot of reasons why it doesn't stick. And if it doesn't stick, then the repair is going to fail. So I've got a simple solution to solve that problem.
Oh, perfect, perfect. And we know something we talk about a lot is, you know, one of the most popular floors out there, LVT or LVP, which are, you know, luxury vinyl tiles or planks. And, you know, a lot of success stories. I've used it a lot, but I'll have to share with you in a little bit a story that a contractor friend of mine told me about, a terrible situation that he just went through. It's taken a couple months. It's a terrible story, but I feel like we can share it with our audience just in case you're about to approach the same type of project. So we'll talk a little bit about that. You know, Joe, during the start of the year, I always seem to, you know, you have that time during the holidays, you get a little organized, and of course, yep. You know, people like you and I are going to make sure that toolbox is in good shape. So, you know, I have the big tool trailer for the television show, and then I have my personal tools in my truck, and then I have my workshop tools. So I kind of did an inventory of all of that, enlisted my professional shopping daughter, Chelsea.
Right.
And we headed to Home Depot with two of my grandkids, which may or may not have been the smartest thing I've done. And we all had our little mask on, and we had, you know, the big shopping cart, and then we had the flat cart.
Right, and the flatbed.
And
right.
we went in. We went in. Of course, they're riding on the cart while I'm pushing them, of course, because they wouldn't push me around. I wanted to ride on the cart. But
they have to get a little older.
So we went in there, and, I mean, it's always fun. I mean, it's always fun. That's why we end up with so many tools. Like, didn't you tell me, how many hammers do you have, Joe?
I think about, I haven't counted them recently, but I did organize my workbench down in the basement. I think about 9, maybe. And that includes like mallets and, you know, because people sometimes will walk through my shop and think, why do you have, you know, like 20 wrenches or 9 hammers? Well, because, I mean, I didn't buy 9 hammers. I bought 1 hammer. And then I needed a different size hammer or a different type of hammer, so I bought a second one. I didn't go out to buy 9 hammers. It just sort of ended up. It's like kids. Sometimes you don't plan on having 7 kids, but next thing you know, you have 7 kids.
What about hammer? What's your favorite hammer? Do you like the fiberglass handle, or do you like the wood handle, or what's your favorite?
I still like wood. I have a 16-ounce wood hammer I've had for 30 years. You know, I mean, the handle's still in good shape. Wood absorbs vibration better than anything else. I mean, they have these tuning fork hammers, which do a great job. Fiberglass, I've never owned one of those super expensive, graphite or something.
Yeah,
but,
but
I just like wood, you know. I mean, I don't use a hammer that much these days because, first, I'm not a tradesman any longer, but also I use so many pneumatic tools for nailing.
Right, yeah.
I'm not using that many hammers, but I still like a wood handle. And I have a framing hammer that's wood, and I have a 16-ounce regular claw hammer that I use all the
time.
That's
the same for me. I have two hammers just like that I use most of the time. And the wood hammer that I ended up with actually has some little grooves cut, almost like a pattern.
Right.
Just for a little better grip, just so that it doesn't slip as much and everything. So I use that quite a bit. But it's always interesting though when you're going down the aisles of the home center, and you're always going to find something that you don't have that you need, and then you end up I think $1,800 later.
Wow.
We were, of course, like I say, a lot of this is for the tool trailer and a lot of it, and we needed a brand new table saw because we just wanted to get a really good table saw with the foldable legs so that we can move it around the job sites when we're out taping the television show. And that was $600 just for that. So it can rack up the money there pretty quickly.
And you had the grandkids, and when you get up to the cash register, it doesn't matter if it's a Home Depot or a supermarket. Everyone's selling soda and candy
and
Slim Jims and
Well, we had a tough time getting through that
I
part
bet.
Of it. That's for sure.
Well, good thing you had that big flatbed so you could put all those all those treats on.
Absolutely. and I have to admit, it was a very, very funny thing to see the table saw and a couple other boxes on the little flatbed thing that were moving around the store.
Right.
And those two kids posed on top of it, looking, hey. Just waving them, hey, like they were on a little float going through.
Yeah, like the Rose Bowl parade.
Exactly. Hey, also, you know, we got so much response talking about the picnic table project that we did last week. The picnic table for squirrels.
Oh, the squirrel people, tables. That's
people,
right.
It yeah. just seemed like we got so many calls and emails talking about that. If you didn't get a chance to hear us last week, you can find that online at todayshomeowner.com/radio. And we had a lot of fun talking about, if you don't know what a squirrel picnic table is, you need to check it out, and you're going to want to build one, I guarantee you, and get those kids involved and, you know, get a an ear of corn and sit yeah. there and
some peanuts. Yeah,
yeah. What simple pleasures yeah. would that be? You know, watching.
And if
squirrels.
You're not sure what a squirrel picnic table is, it's exactly what you're imagining.
Yeah, exactly.
A picnic table for squirrels.
Right, right, exactly. Hey, we've got a lot of information to share with you, and also want to tell you that right now on Exumo and all LG and Samsung televisions, within a month will be a branded Today's Homeowner television channel. We'll tell you more about that. It's pretty exciting to be able to see a lot of our past episodes. Over 21 seasons will go on the air. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Today's Homeowner radio show is heard each week on some amazing radio stations all over the country, just like WVTS AM 1240 in Dunbar, West Virginia.
Dunbar, Danny, is located just a few miles up the river from Charleston in southwest West Virginia. It wasn't founded until 1921, but the land was originally granted to George Washington for his military service. And then it was inherited by Mary Dunbar, after who the town is now named. So that's sort of interesting.
Well, I've been through there a time or two. As I've mentioned several times, my mother is from East Bank, West Virginia, which is just outside Charleston. So spent a lot of summers all over there and going up in the mines and finding out all about the coal industry and different things like that. So they've gone through some pretty tough times in West Virginia, but certainly I hope everything's going well in and around the Dunbar area. And we really appreciate you listening to us here on Today's Homeowner Radio and want to hear from you. It's pretty easy. 1-800-946-4420, Today's Homeowner Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your opportunity to ask us any question you might have or make some comments on things that you've heard or want to hear. And certainly if you have any tips that you would like to share with us, we get a few tips almost every week where someone mentions, you know, had this problem, this was the solution, it's worked well for me. We love that, so don't hesitate. You can also send us emails at any time. We're going to go through a lot of our emails that we've received this week and just a little bit, but you can send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask.
There's hey, Danny.
Sure.
The other day, you had met on, I think it was last week's show or the week before, we were talking about how when we bring up something on the air, like very coincidentally, like it becomes part of our life. Like someone else asked the same question, and that happened with we had a couple of questions in the last few weeks about pneumatic tools and how best to use. You know, whether I should get a pneumatic tool or how to use them, what's the difference between a framing nailer and a brad nailer or whatever. And I just got an assignment last week. I just finished writing an article on compact compressors because there's a whole bunch of new ones out there. And if anyone's interested in getting, starting a collection of pneumatic tools, you know, take a look at these compact compressors. Their prices have come way down. They're super quiet. One is, I forgot the decibel lever. I think it was 59 decibels. And they say that's equal to normal conversation.
Huh,
so imagine, like,
that?
Just having a normal conversation is about 59 decibels. And one of these compressors is, and it's only like a 1 gallon tank. But anyway, so we should cover that in more detail. But if you have if you're thinking about getting involved in pneumatic tools, check out these compact compressors. I think I wrote about five or six models included.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I got to go out and get one. In fact, mine's very old right now.
I wonder what he means by normal conversation. I don't think we've ever had one of those. But maybe, who knows? Maybe one day.
It didn't include a four-year-old, I'll tell you that much.
There we go. Hey, let's get right to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Going over to South Carolina. Worthland is on right now. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
We're doing great. And understand that you saw something on our television show recently that piqued your interest.
I did. We've got, actually it's my sister's house, but I'm spending a lot more time there right now. And we've got some serious skidding issues on a tile floor and a garage.
I see. Okay. Well, I tell you what, there's so many situations with, and I really don't understand a lot of times with tile that will just look fantastic. It looks great, but it is so prone to getting a little bit of moisture or condensation, and just about impossible to walk over that. So you have tile in the slippery area you're speaking about. It has ceramic tile down.
Yes, and they're very frustrated because they picked one that supposedly was the safest. You know, that supposedly gave you the best traction, and we're all getting older, and both of them have some back and neck issues, and they've got a hot tub on this. It's like a Florida room that was closed in, and it's not so much the condensation. It's like we've had a lot of rain lately, and the hot tub had a leak. And when you're out there, you know, I'm still a nurse, and I wear shoes that supposedly are really good non-skid, and I've never skidded in the hospital, but it's like I'm ice skating on this Florida room. And it's a real, real danger. The other thing is they've got, they spend a lot of time in the garage with their crafts and stuff. And they've got this flooring that was put over the cement that's like a gray base. And then like the things that look like the terrazzo flakes on it. And then the surface. And it too was supposed to be, you know, pretty non-skid. But it again is like you're ice skating. I mean, I just like walk in this funny posture when I'm going, into the garage with the groceries because I don't want to fall either.
Sure. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it is a very common problem. And actually, a slip and fall is what caused the owner of Deitch Coatings, Peter Deitch, to develop this anti-skid material that you saw us use on one of our television shows. And it's called Track Safe. And it's a perfectly clear material. You can put it on any type of surface. Very easy to apply. It doesn't change anything other than it gives it a little bit of that anti-skid properties that you're looking for. And the easiest way to find it is just go to their website, and you can order it, and he'll send it straight to you. It's DeitchCoatings.com, and that's spelled D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Okay.
Very, very easy, and it also has video on there and explains more about how to use the product and so forth. And boy, if we can keep some people from falling down and hurting themselves like that, it's certainly well worth it.
Well, I work with mostly the infant and pediatric population, but I know that once a person over 65 fractures their hip, they have a 50% chance of dying, or about a 50% chance of dying in the next year or two.
Yeah, I read a statistic very similar to that, and boy, that really drives home the seriousness of trying to prevent a slip and fall like that. So, Peter, he fell going out to his pool and made him so mad. Of course, he's kind of that chemist inventor type anyway, and he's got a number of other fantastic products. He went right to work, and in no time came up with this solution, tested it out real well, and then we've used it a couple times. So, but that should take care of it, and certainly appreciate you being on the show today. And again, that's a Track Safe from Deitch Coatings.
I've got it written down. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy watching you, although my area, you're on at about 4 o'clock in the morning, but luckily I'm a night owl.
Oh, well, good. And yeah, a lot of times we'll have some of those early, so many people DVR the show. And then, of course, now with us being on so many of these streaming platforms, we have a lot of people watching on Amazon and Pluto and all these many, many others that we're launching on. But thanks so much for being part of the show. Let us know if we can help you any other way.
Thank you very much.
Okay, our pleasure.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joe, we've talked about a lot of different ways of anti-skid approaches on things. And, you know, of course, this track safe is a good solution. But I still think, you know, the little strips of like the sandpaper type finish, if they're installed carefully and properly on the front edge of the step, it almost not only does it define where the edge of the step is, but of course it provides that anti-skid property.
Yeah, they're usually made by 3M, the ones I've seen, and they come in different widths, and sometimes you can even buy them in bulk, meaning the hardware store, home center has them in a big roll, and you just peel off as much as you want and cut it to length. But yeah, I've used them, and they're designed for both indoor and outdoors, and I'm surprised how well they stick outdoors.
That's right.
Now, the surface has to be completely clean, dry, bone dry, you know, you can't put it down on a dirty, wet step because it's typically pressure-treated wood, these steps, and, you know, so they have to be dry. But once they stick down, the adhesive, you're not moving it, you know, it'll wear out long before it ever peels up. And a little simple solution is clip off the corners. Don't leave square corners. Clip them off. They call them dog ear corners, right? You clip them off at 45 degrees. That just prevents that little corner, which peels up really easily. So trim those off.
That's right. That's good. Well, yeah, let's don't slip and fall. I mean, whether you're young or old, is well worth taking a little precaution there and making sure that you can get in and out of your house very safe, especially if you have those concrete steps. That can really get slick after it gets a little water on it. Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you about a product that will help you hang pictures much, much easier. That's a very frustrating thing for a lot of people, and we're going to keep it very simple for you in order to hang any of those special pictures that you might be wanting to hang on any wall. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Home Depot Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, where doers get more done. Now, one of the biggest frustrations for many homeowners comes when they need to hang something on the wall. It never seems to fail. You identify the exact spot where you want to hang it, and there's never a stud in the wall behind it. That's why 3M has introduced their claw picture hangers. Now, these hooks are engineered from hardened steel to lock securely into drywall anywhere, so you can secure wall hangings of up to 15, 25, even 45 pounds. And just to keep things really simple, no tools are required. You just push the hanger into the drywall with your thumb and you're done. Plus, when it's time to move things around, there's no big giant holes left in the wall to patch. So for more information on the 3M claw drywall hanger, log on to HomeDepot.com. Now, these little hooks, I saw them the other day, and you know, they're pretty heavy duty. I mean, they are hardened steel, and they said you can just push them right into the drywall. I found just taking a 12-ounce hammer and just tapping it in there. But just the angle and the way that it goes about it, I mean, it's like I say, they're saying here 45 pounds. That'll pretty much take care of anything that you would want to hang on any drywall wall.
Especially a lot of times you'll hang something on two hooks, right? So I suppose it can support 45 pounds. But you're right. I mean, first thing I thought is when they said you can push it in with your thumb, is like, well, I own 9 hammers. I'm not pushing it in with my thumb. I'm getting one of my hammers. Why do you think I got 9 hammers?
You got one specifically for drywall
That's
hangers.
Right. That's right.
Hey, right now we're going to head to Wisconsin. Don is on the line. Don, welcome to the show.
Hello there, guys. How are you doing?
We're great. Go Packers. We're great.
Oh, yeah. you should be up here. It's going to be a high of 35 today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, beautiful. I'll bring my swim trunks.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I saw the pictures that you sent of this problem that you're going to tell us about, and that white stuff on the ground, is that actually snow or is that sand?
Not paint. Well, we've only had about 5 inches this year, which is very abnormal.
Yeah, I would guess so. Well, tell us about this interesting corner situation you have on the outside there.
Well, we got corner B that's on the corner on all four sides of the house. When we put the cement siding on it several years ago, and now it's starting to flake off. It's concrete, 3.5 inches wide, inch thick, and it's about 8 feet long, so you just drill pilot holes in there and you mount it on the corners, and those two come together. But now it's starting to flake off on just one side.
Well,
and I don't...
Yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of siding. Matter of fact, my brand new house, I have fiber cement siding over the whole thing. I have corner boards just like you have there, and my siding is board and batten instead of lap siding. But and you know, the thing about the fiber cement the siding, there's so many advantages to it. I mean, termites don't like it. It'll hold up to strong winds. It won't rot. It holds paint very, very well.
It's fireproof.
Yeah, exactly. But it is a little fragile. I mean, you know, you can, we've had to be very careful with the battens and the lower part of the siding using a string trimmer.
Uh-huh.
It'll just destroy that type of thing. But in a situation like this where something, the actual face of it has flaked off a little bit, Joe, you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so Don, these corner boards are made from the same, basically the same material as the fiber cement siding. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's stronger cement, concrete. A little bit stronger than a cement siding.
Yeah, well, you could, depending on the amount of damage, and it's hard to tell in the photograph, it looks like you might have more damage than you can just patch. But if the damage is small enough where you can patch it, there are a couple of options. First, you'd have to scrape away any material that's sort of flaking off or that's looks like it's going to come off soon. And we've often recommended patching with Bondo, automotive putty.
Okay.
Auto body repair putty, but DAP makes an exterior filler that would be ideal for this situation. It's called Platinum Plus.
Platinum Plus, okay.
Yeah, from DAP. It's not cheap, but it's really good. I think it's like 16 ounce, like a pint is about $16 or so. But that would work. Now, if you have a lot to repair, I would just pull it off and replace it with maybe AZEK, you know, the cellular PVC, essentially plastic, something that would never rot.
Okay.
Or you could do wood and then, you know, just replace the wood as necessary.
Sure.
But I'm looking at if you have damage on all the corners of the house and lots of, it might be easier just to pull this all off and put up. Are you familiar with AZEK or cellular PVC? Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. I installed it around all the windows and doors in my home recently for the exact reason, because all the wood trim was rotting. So I think those are your probably two best options, either patch it or replace it.
Yeah, that's just on one corner of the house. The rest is okay. So.
Oh, well, then I would patch it. I would just patch it and see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate your help on that.
Okay.
So, of course.
Certainly, Don,
okay.
you take care. If we can help you any other way, just let us know.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you as well. Bye. Thank you.
I didn't think of it till after Don hung up, but if he has just that problem on one corner, it must be something going on there.
Well, that's what I wondered.
The gutter's leaking on it, or there's water, because why would it just be that
or
one corner?
Someone could have leaned a ladder up against it a little more aggressively
Damaged it, like that,
but I'm not real sure. Hey, Joe, I wanted to tell you, I heard from a good friend of mine that's a contractor, remodeling contractor, and he asked me about my use of LVT tile. Luxury vinyl tile that people talk about.
Right.
He just had a terrible experience on a large project that he was doing that he used it on this particular job, and it was a house that was up on piers. Underneath the house was just as powder dry as can be, no moisture problems at all. They put the luxury vinyl tile down over the entire lower, the main floor there. And then, you know, air conditioning came on, people moved in, everything was great. But what happened is moisture migrated up into there somehow, and maybe the air conditioning, the positive pressure, even though they had plastic on the ground. And he said, you've never seen more mold or mildew ever. When he peeled one tile up, because it was starting to buckle a little bit, he peeled one tile up and they had to stop and bring in professionals to take care of all of that. So he was telling me, don't recommend that if it's on a wood floor system. He says it's going to be the new Masonite problem that's going to sweep the country. He was, after him having to move these people out, and put them in a rental place throughout the holidays and things like that. He was very adamant.
Oh, that's
so
awful.
We'll keep our eye out on this because it may be that extra precautions have to be taken if you're using LVT, even though this guy does quality work, and so it surprised me that he had that problem. But I hate to see a fellow contractor like that having going through a tough time like that. But we'll keep you posted on whatever we find out about this particular LVT situation. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Coming up soon, we're going to have a great simple solution for you. We'll be right back. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, Walmart, and Lowe's Home Improvement stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Update old dull tiles in kitchen backsplashes or bathroom showers with the Spread Stone Wall Tile Kit from Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on a premium stone or porcelain finish that's waterproof and durable. Plus, it resists mold, mildew, and cleaning chemicals. The kit has everything you need, and right now, it's under $100 with free shipping. Go to DeitchCoatings.com to order your Spread Stone Wall Tile Kit today. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Say no to cold, drafty windows this winter with a Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kit. The kit helps block drafts with puncture-resistant rolled film that's 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high traffic or pet-friendly homes. The easy-to-use roll of film means there's no measuring needed. Once it's in place, just cut it to size. And the crystal-clear film means you don't have to sacrifice your view for comfort. Say no to the cold and visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
You know exactly.
Check us
how
out
you can
on
get
Facebook,
in contact
Twitter,
with us. Because
Instagram,
if you're having a problem
Pinterest.
With your home, we want to help you get it taken care of. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 800-946-4420. The Today's Homeowner Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is your opportunity to ask us any question, comment, tip that you may have. We'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can do that as well. todayshomeowner.com/ask. And we're going to go right to the hotline right now. We have Susan from Massachusetts.
Hi. Every single time it rains, the sheeting on the inside of the attic gets wet, right? Perfect outline to where the chimney is. We have had the chimneys reslashed probably 4 or 5 times. We have had the chimney bricks sealed several times. We have had chimney toppers custom made so that no water gets in there, because early on we were getting water down in the trap. We have had crickets made on the backside because of the pitch, thinking maybe water was getting in there. And the chimney on the right-hand side, there is an attached garage, and it's from the roof line down, there is cinder block. that gets wet pretty much to every rainstorm. The ceiling in the garage, we've lost part of the ceiling. Some of the insulation is hanging down because it had gotten so destroyed. With all of these interventions over the years, it has gotten better, but it still hasn't stopped completely. My guess is that the clapboard on either side has to be taken off and absolutely flat where the sheathing meets the brick. I can't get a contractor to listen to me. If you guys could solve this mystery for me, because I'll tell you, I cannot find a person on the planet that can figure this out. I'd be grateful. Thank you.
Oh, boy, I can hear some frustration in that voice there. That's a recorded call that came off of the Today's Homeowner Hotline. They want to see if we can help Susan. Well, Susan, I'll tell you, maybe it's not a leaky chimney after all. Maybe the leak is just showing up at the chimney and it's leaking from somewhere else. I've often seen where you might have a roofer or two, or in your case, it sounds like several, out and not really be able to find the leak. And then you get that one person that walks up there and go, there, it's that loose flashing or that loose nail that's causing the problems. But I'll tell you, many, many times when we've had problem leaks, wherever it is on the house, I found that if you'll take a water hose and a sprayer and get someone in position wherever they need to on a ladder or on the roof. Certainly want to be careful with that. Then have someone else inside on their cell phone, and you're talking back and forth to them on the cell phone, and let them have a nice strong light, and then very methodically start at the lower part of it. Maybe start at the lower part of the chimney and just spray that water on it just like the hardest rain you've ever had all around. Give it time to see if it's leaking. If that's not it, then move up just a little bit and move up a little bit more and just continue just taking it a section at a time to see if you can force the leak. If you force the leak, then you've pinpointed exactly where it is, and then, of course, you can move forward with that. But I suspect on this, and Joe, the way she described that, it could easily be coming from an adjacent area, maybe a shingle that's been cut wrong or a nail pop or a lot of different things like that. And so after she explores this, if she doesn't find it on the chimney, probably needs to do the same thing on sections of the roof, particularly valleys or sidewall flashings.
Yeah, and she did say, I mean, what I would recommend is check all the flashing, replace it if necessary. We just had a new roof put on, and they reflashed the entire chimney in that process, which they should have. But in the back of the chimney, there wasn't a cricket. And a cricket's simply like a little metal roof that they build that just sheds water, in our case, snow and water. But she said they replaced the cricket or built a new one. So, yeah, and caulking flashing, you should never even have to caulk flashing. You know, flashing is supposed to work without needing caulking. So she's right. If you caulk it, that's only going to last for so long. But there's lots of ways water can get in there. Could just be, I'm assuming it's not coming through the brick itself. So I would check the mortar joints too. She didn't mention that. I mean, maybe there are cracks in the brick or the mortar joint. Any adjacent area, wall, she said there's a garage wall that might be damming up water and holding water pressure against it. So yeah, I think the idea of introducing water with a garden hose and then checking it might be a good way to find out where that water is. The good thing is we know it's coming from the chimney because she's seen it several times, and it leaves an outline of the chimney on the sheathing. So it's obviously, you know, you're poking a big hole through the roof and trying to keep water out, and obviously it wasn't done correctly in this case.
And another key thing that she said, which should make it easier to find that leak, is that it leaks every time, because those are the leaks that are tricky, is when, it didn't leak this time. And then, the next rain, it leaked. Well, okay, well, then you're getting into analyzing weather patterns, where's the wind blowing and how much did it rain and when and how. And so those are a little harder, because a lot of times that'll be the situations where it's actually leaking every time, but it just takes a while before it starts showing up. Hey, coming up is our simple solution for this hour. Joe, give us a little tease of what's coming up.
Next time you're using fiberglass mesh tape to make a repair or to do some tile work, I've got a simple solution on how to make sure that tape sticks in place the first time you put it down.
Oh, perfect. That's good. You know, talking about crickets and the diverter roof that you put in behind there, one of the things that I think about, well, that's exactly that cricket sound is what you hear a lot of times when our engineer Dennis tells a joke.
Is that it?
You hear the cricket, so, makes me want to go fishing. I love using crickets when I pull the big...
It's a great deal for the fish, not such a great deal for the crickets.
It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to pick on Joe, but it's also a lot of fun to pick on our engineer, Dennis Gould. You're listening to Crickets and today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with that simple solution.
You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420, 800-946-4420.
For DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. Titebond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives. Just press the work into place and go. Tight Grab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations, visit tightbond.com for details.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Hey, if you hadn't dropped by our website lately at todayshomeowner.com, you need to go there. Things are changing every single day there. New information, seasonal information, a lot of things that you can see there. Hundreds of episodes of the Today's Homeowner television show. And a very popular part of the site is our Simple Solutions video library there. Over 500 simple solutions waiting on you right now. But right now, we've got a fresh one from my buddy Joe.
Okay, Danny, here's how to make sure that when you're using fiberglass mesh tape that it sticks and sticks the first time. Fiberglass mesh tape, it's usually about 2 inches wide, and it's used whenever you're tiling and you're putting on cement backer board. You have to finish the seams with tape and then joint compound. Or if you're patching drywall repairs, holes, or anything like that, sometimes you'll use the mesh tape. But this tape, it's got a great adhesive on it, but it won't stick to dusty surfaces. And these surfaces are almost always dusty, right? Because you're in the middle of a construction project. So here's what you have to do. Before sticking down the tape, get a sponge, a big sponge, and dampen it with water. Wring out as much of the water. It just has to be very lightly dampened, not wet at all. And just wipe down all those joints. Wherever you're going to be put the tape, wipe it down. Get all the dust off. And then wait a few minutes, maybe a minute or two for it to dry, because obviously it won't stick to wet surfaces either. But it usually dries within a minute or two, and then put on the tape. This will absolutely guarantee the tape will stick right down the first time, because the adhesive is pretty strong, but there's not much of it, right? Because it's right. Not a solid piece of tape. It's a mesh tape. Mm-hmm. It's 90% air, then the fiberglass strands with the adhesive on it. So that's a trick. I've used this several times when I wrote the tiling book. We're putting down mesh tape almost every day because of all the backer board, and that's how I came up with this tip, and it really does work. So don't ever put down mesh tape without first removing all the dust.
That's a good idea. Boy, that's frustrating too when you think it's stuck on there and then you try to put the drywall compound over it,
right.
And it peels off with it, and Wow, that's a...
And then you have to pull the whole tape off and do it again. You can't... That the joint compound's not meant to hold down, or the thin set mortar's not meant to hold down the tape. Tape's supposed to be held down by itself.
Well, I had a good bit of drywall work that I was doing this week when we were doing some taping for our television show, where we were creating something I've never created before.
What's that?
A clawfus.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard you talk about that.
We created a clawfus, which is a office within a closet. But it was fairly large. It was like 7 foot by 12 foot. But we were able to create. I mean, I really can't wait for y'all to see this episode, because Chelsea did a great job on her design. And I turned my head for a minute, and she's building shoe racks, and she's got staple guns going, and these corner built this corner shelf thing and put it all in there. I'm like, wow, look at my daughter going at it there. Yeah. It was amazing. But anyway. But one of the things we did there to minimize the dust, which we've talked about before, is using a damp sponge to do, instead of sanding the drywall, which believe it or not, when I do drywall finishing, it does require a little sanding. I know it's surprising. So this minimizes that. You can't use it all the time, but it worked really well, especially this was a textured wall, and we wanted just to smooth around that edge. But that's another great tip, and another tip that you'll find by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. I'm so glad that you were able to spend some time with us. And if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, hey, no problem. You can go to todayshomeowner.com/radio to hear the second hour. And always remember our podcast at todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini and good-hearted and good-natured engineer Dennis Gould. We appreciate you spending this hour with us here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.